Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
More access to the notorious Panama Papers begins today with a new database allowing searchable access to the names and some information about 200,000 offshore entities. The International Consortium of Investigative Journalists is withholding the actual documents with individuals' personal information. But we already know some 200 Americans are named, some of whom have already been charged with financial crimes. On Friday, President Obama announced new rules that require banks to know the identities of the owners of those mysterious shell companies.
We've seen the degree to which both legal practices of tax avoidance that are still unfair and bad for the economy, as well as illegal practices that in some cases involve nefarious activities continue to exist and to spread.
So who is holding what in the United States, and where are American corporations holding their profits? We turn to Frank Clementi, Executive Director of the Americans for Tax Fairness.
An enormous amount of money is in these tax havens. There's estimates that it's as little as $7 trillion or as much as $20 trillion that's offshore in tax havens. Just to give you a little scale, if you taxed $7 trillion at 2%, that would raise about $140 billion. That's as much as all governments give in global aid around the world each year. So we're talking big chunks of money.
And these are countries that could use the money to invest in their own infrastructure, to build things up, to make roads better. And even in the United States, I mean, this capital could be used to improve things in places that are crumbling. You know, I don't even have to point out Flint, Michigan, right?
To give you a sense of the scale, U.S. multinational corporations have $2.4 trillion that's offshore. Most of that money is in tax havens where they're paying nothing back here to America. We figure that that would raise about $700 billion if we brought that money back home. That's enough to double the amount of money that the U.S. government is spending on rebuilding our infrastructure over the next 10 years. We would double the budget we're spending on rebuilding our infrastructure over the next 10 years. So it's a very substantial sum of money that's sitting offshore right now going untaxed.
Anything in the new rules announced by the government? The president mentioned an aggressive effort on the part of the Justice Department to go after people in the Panama Papers. Anything likely to change the situation for people who have had such a comfortable tax haven, comfortable set of assets offshore for so long?
The Treasury rules are certainly going to help. They will help to identify who is behind many of these accounts and corporations that are stashing money in offshore tax havens. We think it does not go far enough, however. Its definition of who is the beneficial owner, that's who actually owns the money, is not strong enough. So a lot of these holders of these accounts will not go reported. It also doesn't cover existing accounts. It's only going to cover future accounts that get set up. So the millions of accounts that already exist in offshore tax havens, we will not know who the owners are of those accounts.
Is part of the problem here that tax law has not kept pace with the ability of companies to shift it around electronically, and that that's one way in which governments are really not able to legislate ahead of what the multinational corporations want to do?
Oh, I wish it was that simple. I mean, we have here in America, Delaware, which is the tax haven of the world. It is easier to set up a corporation in Delaware than it is to get a library card in most countries. You don't have to disclose who you are, who's behind the corporation, or give reports going forward. So this lets criminals, drug dealers, fraudsters, and people that are trying to dodge taxes go free.
And this means that the U.S. is one of the biggest enablers of corruption around the world through these state tax havens.
Absolutely. And that's part of the problem. There is legislation in Congress that would open the door on this. You know, we're all working very hard to get it passed. But, you know, honestly, the administration is not leading enough on this. It really needs to be out front. And this should be bipartisan legislation. I mean, Chuck Grassley, a Republican from Iowa, used to support this legislation. All of a sudden, he's not doing it anymore. It would throw sunshine on this tax haven process.
If the U.S. is preferring Switzerland and places in Asia to, you know, launder and hide its money, who favors the United States as a place to get out of paying taxes?
Actually, a lot of people from around the world, they like the United States because it's a very stable place to do business. They come here, they invest in our real estate, and they can do it anonymously. It allows them to hide the money that they're stealing from their own people, so they don't have to pay taxes on it. They don't even have to declare it in their own government. Usually it's a developing or an emerging country. They can stash it here in America. They buy, you know, penthouses in New York City. They buy mansions in Miami Beach, and they can do it anonymously.
And what do you think the access to the Panama Papers is going to mean to people outside the very specialized world of financial investigations and people such as yourself and investigative journalists? What's it going to mean for them to be able to see who's doing these kinds of things?
Well, it's certainly a help. I mean, my problem is not just the illegal work that's going on, illegal money that's being stashed in these tax havens, but it's the legal money that's being stashed in these tax havens. I mean, this is the place of choice for U.S. multinational corporations to put their money offshore. Apple, let's take that as an example, you know, marquee company, brand name company. Apple has $200 billion in profits that are offshore. Almost all of that money is in tax havens. That means it's paying virtually nothing in taxes to the tax haven alone, and it owes almost the full tax here in America, but it's refusing to bring that money back because it's kind of holding us hostage. It's demanding that the U.S. Congress pass legislation that will allow it to bring that money back at a fraction of what they owe. And that's what the debate about corporate tax reform is all about.
Frank, thanks so much.
Thank you, John. Take care.
Frank Lenny is Executive Director of Americans for Tax Fairness.